Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the fifth quarter with analysis, game stars, all-access locker room interviews, and more. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Oliveira to the right of the quarterback, Caleros, who wears number 8, takes the shot, gets snap, back pedals, 3 steps, looks to his right, throws a side armor, caught, touchdown! Nick Dembski running the in-cut right of the goalpost. Oliveira motions out to the right, Prukop keeps, dives, and he hurdles into the end zone over Milligan for a second. Blue Bombers touchdown. Cody takes a shotgun snap, looks left all the way, throws down the middle, it's caught, on the run, it's Kyren Moore, and Kyren Moore will take it near midfield at about the 54, an in-cut. Here's a shotgun for Cody, looking right, throws, complete, Shaq on the slant, he's the master of the slant, and he's back, and he's got a first down on the 31. Cody keeps it, Cody fighting hard, Cody lunges the ball to the goal line, touchdown, Saskatchewan!
Yeah, this time Cody goes over the right guard.
Caleros throws underneath, complete to Dembski, the 5 at the goal line! He's in for his second touchdown of the game. Nick Dembski slams the ball with authority. Here is Caleros looking, throws underneath, and that one is caught by Bailey, running to his right, 20, 15, to the 10, to the 5. They're calling it a touchdown?
Yeah.
This one is from 53 to end the half on the far right hash. Brett Lothar, he will make this. I have confidence. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is on the way from Lothar, end over end towards the yellow goal post, yep. And he knocked it through! Here's the kickoff down to Elford, takes it in his belly at the 20, running to his left across the 25, 30, 35, trying to go outside the numbers, 40, 45, 50, he's on the run, past Leggio, far sideline, he's got to score! Mario Elford, all the way home, 90 yards, touchdown, Saskatchewan!
Well, you saw
the 33-yard attempt out of the hole to Bedvick on the far left hash. The kick from left to right is up to the uprights, and it's good. Throwing near the far sideline, complete, and a touchdown! Brendan O'Leary, orange! Here's Cody, backpedaling, hit as he throws, the ball is loose, and the Bombers have it! It's recovered by Jeffcoat!
Well,
as Cody got smoked as he tried to throw it, Prukop's in the game, he'll keep it, trying for a second touchdown of the game, and I do believe, judging by the cheers, he has it, and he does, as the official's arms are extended, and Shaq wasn't ready for it, it was high, picked off, this one's coming back down the left sideline, Winston Rose is forced out by a pair of Rider offensive linemen, including Evan Johnson. Brown rolling out to his right, throws to the corner of the end zone. That's a touchdown for Schoen.
The battle is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Back to Investors Group Field here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where the Saskatchewan Rough Riders go down to defeat big time. 54-20, losing to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, their worst defeat in the history of this game. It was 27-10 at the half. Riders open up the second half with a beautiful kickoff return for a touchdown, as you heard from Mario Elford, his second kickoff return of the season. He also has a missed field goal return for a touchdown. But the Riders couldn't keep that momentum going, and they get smoked 54-20. Just waiting for Luke to get into position. This portion of the post-game show brought to you by Sask Lotteries, the Capital Auto Mall, Borgo Industries, Regina Plumbing and Heating, SaskTel, and Young's Equipment, coming to you from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. That post-game rewind for Prairie Gun Traders in Avonlea. For all your hunting and shooting needs, visit PrairieGunTraders.ca. Yeah, so the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are 12-1 by virtue of this victory. They win the season series with the Rough Riders because, of course, as you know, they won the Labor Day Classic last week, and these teams will meet again here September the 30th at IG Field. And for the first time since July of 2019, your Rough Riders are under 500. First time in Coach Dickinson's, well, the second time in Coach Dickinson's era as a coach. And since starting 0-2 that year, they've been above, or they've been 500 or above 500. But unfortunately for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, are now 6-7 on the season. All right, I think we have Luke Molitor in position. Nobody in position yet. Okay, so Luke Molitor in position. We're waiting to get a hold of Coach Craig Dickinson. Our coach's comments brought to you by KFC. Take the game to the next level with KFC. Try their famous chicken sandwich. Hot and crispy and classic or spicy. KFC, it's finger licking good. I'll tell you what, man, I'm looking for game stars here, and I honestly can't find you one on defense. Some guys made some plays. I loved how Charleston Hughes played, but I think we're going to go without a defensive game star. The worst defensive performance for the Rough Riders since, well, I don't know, probably 2016, maybe 2015. It was really bad. Now, I don't know how much it had to do with sickness. As Luke Molitor reported, they had to drive players in at the last minute. In fact, the game kicked off locally at 4:09 here. Pulling up to the stadium and getting dressed in like 2 minutes like Superman, Blaze Brown and Alatorre Montoya, who was the Diego Alatorre Montoya, who is a draft pick out of UBC from Mexico City. He was a backup on the offensive line. Yeah, the Riders didn't have Mason Fine, Jake Dolagala here because Mason Fine was sick. Dolagala was driven in here. So it was a mess for the Rough Riders, but as Lucas pointed out many times, that's an excuse, and excuses are for teams that are 6-7, not 12-1, like the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We'll take a break and hopefully be joined by Luke Molitor downstairs. You're listening to the Fifth Quarter Postgame Show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Ring.
From locker room interviews to the coach's comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The Fifth Quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to IG Field, where the Riders go down to defeat big time in the Labor Day rematch, 54-20 to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And downstairs with our coach's comment for KFC is Luke Molitor.
Got Coach Dickinson here. Coach, you know, let's just start with this. How hard was it even getting guys on the field today?
It was a tough day. We had something happen, you know, that's really unexpected. We got a bunch of guys sick last night and even this morning. I don't think it was food poisoning. It was some sort of viral deal that just ran right through our team. I ended up getting it too. It wasn't a good way to start the week or the game, but we were able to get 45 guys dressed, and we still expect to do better than what we did.
Coach, with a result like that, like, what do you tell the team initially when you get in here? Because you haven't watched the film, right?
I just told them, stay together. I mean, that game, you know, I think there's a purpose for that. I really do. I think Winnipeg wanted to put it on us and maybe even take away our will a little bit. And I said, don't allow that to happen. You know, we're going to see them again in 3 weeks, and hopefully we see them in the playoffs if we can get in. And we need to play better. And we need to stay together, you know. A couple of times guys doing their own thing, not because they're bad dudes, but just doing their own thing, and that's how you get mistakes, you know. So that was the main message. Stay together, get healthy, and get your mind right, because we got a big game this week against Edmonton. We got to beat Edmonton.
Strategically, give me your insight here. On one side, you have, again, just an amazing effort to even field the team today, right? On the other side, you lose, but you have 136 yards and penalties again. How do you approach, like, is it one where you're cussing and you're saying, man, it's still the discipline, right? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And I don't think it's discipline. There was one discipline penalty. Pete Robertson pushed a guy when he shouldn't have. Everything else is just bad technique, you know? Not moving our feet up front, getting holding penalties. The noise gave us problems, as we knew it would, and we had a bunch of new guys out there trying to play. So there's no excuses for making that many penalties, but it's not necessarily a discipline thing in a lot of ways. It's a technique thing, and we've got to try to clean it up, because you're not going to beat a good team, especially a good team like Winnipeg, when you have, you know, 80 more yards of penalties. And it happens every week with these cats, and they certainly have figured out the magic formula to try to keep penalties down, and we'll have to watch them and see if that's something we can do as well.
It's nice that you mentioned technique because we pointed that out a couple times during the game, right, where the technique was lacking and it led to extra yards. Is that where you start in terms of your next week prep?
That's where we start, yeah. We got to do a great job and practice. It's a short week again, though, unfortunately. So we only have so many hours in a day, and we want to be fresh for the game. But we have to do more indie. I'll talk to the coaches about maybe we can give them a little more individual time, and we've got to get cleaner in our technique. And hopefully we've got to get, you know, the same group playing each week. That's where we're struggling to. You know, a lot of the technique is, believe it or not, communication. And a lot of the communication issues are, that's a new player standing next to me, and I haven't had a chance to develop the rapport that I want.
Coach, thanks a lot, man. I know it was frustrating, so I'll let you go.
Appreciate you. Safe travels back.
All right.
Yeah, that's Luke Molitor downstairs with Coach Craig Dickinson, who was also hit by the flu bug, apparently. All right, we'll come back and continue with our fifth quarter postgame shows. The fans are enjoying themselves on the field here on a beautiful night in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and their team playing beautifully, too, 54-20 over your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This is the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Rider Radio lives at 620 CKRM on Facebook, on Twitter, and in the sports cage at 620CKRM.com.
Get a lot of submissions here about what went on here today. We'll get to that in a second. But let us go down to the locker room now. It's time for our Game Stars, brought to you by Johnson's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnsonsgrain.com. We don't have a D Game Star, but we do have a special team star, so let's talk to him. Luke?
Hey, guys, we got Mario Alford here, man. You know, a great touchdown run to begin the third quarter. But just talk about the energy in the locker room, man. What are the guys going through?
You know, it's tough, man, when, you know, last week, you know, we supposed to want to beat them guys, and everybody know it, we know it, then coming here today and just, you know, just letting them whoop on us like that. But, you know, we're going to live and we're going to fight another day. So, you know, we down, obviously, losing is not fun, so we just got to pick each other up and get on this winning streak.
You know, you returned one today again, but you've been close a few times here since the last time you returned it. Are you seeing things a little bit easier right now? Like, what is the key here?
Oh, it's just vision and trusting the guys' blocks. The guys is blocking their butt off. And I'm just seeing it well and trusting it.
When you lose like this, obviously, you know, you go there, but talk to me about how you turn it around, right? Coach talks about focusing on technique next week in practice. What do you think?
Yeah, it's all about technique, and you gotta have that grit, you know. Even though we came out, we were still in this game in the second half when I scored that touchdown. We was way in the game. But just gotta find it, man. Find that grit in us, and gotta regroup, like Coach just said, and just come back and just keep working.
He talks about doing a little bit more indie work in practice, right? Was there anything that you felt like was lacking?
No, I just think they just came out better than us today, and we work hard every day. I don't think it's our work ethic. It never will be our work ethic. They were the better team tonight, so they came out on top.
And how are you feeling, man? This flu or whatever it is just ravaged this team. You feel like you're on top of things?
I mean, I fought it today. I was not feeling well since this morning. Came in, I had doubts of not playing, but I played and I fought, so I'm okay now.
All right, man, I'll let you get changed. Good job today. That's our offensive, well, really the only game star.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll get some closing thoughts from our color commentator, Luke Molitor, downstairs. Riders lose 54-20 to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at IG Field here in the Labor Day rematch, 18th edition. You're listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
The battle is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
This portion of the postgame show brought to you by Seedmaster, the wireless Ager Sastel authorized dealer, First Nations University, Redhead Equipment, Western Ag Professional Agronomy, Bronc Beer, and Apple Murray College of Notre Dame. Let's go downstairs with Luke Molitor and get some closing thoughts from our color commentator. Luke, I mean, I don't know how much we can polish this anymore. 54-20. Anyway, a slice, and it was a butt kicking.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously a quiet locker room right now, Ballsy, but here's the thing that you can build on. Right. I thought Cooper Richardson played well today.
Yes, he did.
The second thing is, I really liked talking to Mario Alford. This is a guy that's really, you can tell, I mean, emotionally, these guys are really down right now. But when you listen to Mario Alford, out of the many excuses that he could have made, what did he say? He said, you know what, they were better than us today. They came out and they were better than us from the jump, and they continue to be better than us, right? So you're not leaning on the easy excuses. And as stupid as this may sound, at least there's a realistic viewpoint on this game, is that the better team came out here and won. And you got to get to work, right? It was nice to hear Coach Dickinson mention technique, right? Because there were some things that we pointed out during the game that if there was better technique, the result would have been different. So you've got some things that you need to work on, but you've got to fight to really find anything positive.
Do you get a sense that Coach, now I know what you're going to say initially, you're going to say stop them then, but do you think Coach Dickinson's feathers were a little ruffled by that last touchdown by the Blue Bombers?
No, because he knows what the deal is, right? Coach knows that this is a 60-minute game, and Coach also knows, I mean, he alluded to it. You know, the Bombers, I think, wanted to send a message. So, message sent.
Yeah, worst defeat ever in the history of this game. All right, Luke, we'll see you on the bus to head to the plane, okay?
All right, Balsy.
Appreciate it, man. That's Luke Mulliter joining us downstairs. This portion of the postgame show brought to you by Redhead Equipment, Western Ag Professional Agronomy, Bronc Beer, CAA Insurance, Agco, and the Tap. By the way, this was the second of three in the CFL. The late game has Edmonton against Calgary. Earlier, Toronto beat Ottawa 24-19. So I guess that's some good news for the Rough Riders in terms of Ottawa and Hamilton staying down, and the Rough Riders still in a good spot to go in the crossover. We got to talk about that, folks. That's just the way it is. That'll be the only chance, really, this team probably makes the playoffs. The way it's looking, and Calgary has just scored a defensive touchdown, if I'm not mistaken. As we just turned the TV on here in the control room at IG Field, looks like the Stamps in the Labor Day rematch there in Edmonton have a 6-0 lead. And did they go sit in the crowd there? Because if the Stamps sat in the crowd there, which they just did, then there should be a fine. Or does Duke just get fined because he ate chips? Interesting. Anyway, we'll take a break and be back with more of the fifth quarter postgame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
From locker room interviews to the coach's comments, this is your all-access postgame pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Riders have lost this game three straight times, this time 54-20, this Labor Day rematch, and they are 6-7 on the season, firmly planted fourth in the CFL's West. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, who hadn't won a Grey Cup in 29 years, have won back-to-back Grey Cups. They're 12-1 and easily the best team in the CFL right now. I say easily now because Nathan Rourke is hurt. I would have given BC a good chance, but right now it's the Winnipeg Blue Bombers Grey Cup to lose, in my opinion. Let's take a look at some of these quick stats here, and I want to get to a comment, and I have no answer for it, but I'm going to bring it up. Zach Kolaros was 21-25 for 273 yards and four touchdowns. He was pulled with quite a bit left to go in the fourth quarter. Drew Brown, 1-2, 11 yards passing and a touchdown pass, his first of the year, to Dalton Schoen. Dakota Prukop had a rushing touchdown. Actually, I think he had two rushing touchdowns in this game, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, he did. A three-yarder and a one-yarder. Carried the ball seven times for 17 yards. Receiving, Rashid Bailey led the way. Five catches, 83 yards. Beautiful touchdown of 34 yards as he went left to right, dove inside the pylon. Great job there. Nick Dembski had two touchdown grabs, eight catches, 71 yards. Dalton Schoen, five catches, 63 yards, and the touchdown that rubs salt into the wounds of the Rough Riders, 54-20 it made the score. Dalton Schoen, though, his 10th receiving touchdown of the year, and that ties a Blue Bomber record for most receiving touchdowns by a first-year Blue Bomber. It was first set in 1951 by not the astronaut, but the player, Neil Armstrong. I believe that was his name, if I'm not mistaken. For the Saskatchewan Roughriders, Cody Fajardo wasn't on the field nearly as much. He was 15 of 18 for 124 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. He did have a one-yard touchdown run. Frankie Hickson, 10 carries, 71 yards. A bright spot for the Riders. Kyron Moore, 6 catches, 56 yards. He had a key drop, though, at the end of the first half. Bombers turned it over on downs after that drop on a third down gamble. And then they went down and scored the touchdown from Rashid Bailey. And that was really the turning point in the game. Jake Hardy, 4 catches, 32 yards. Shaq Evans, 7 for 30. But he dropped a beautiful touchdown pass from Jake Dolagala late in the game that would have padded his stats. But when we look at this thing, man, I want to give a shout-out, too, to Darnell Sankey. 10 tackles again. Roland Milligan, 6. Larry Dean, 5. But the defense wasn't very good. But here's the issue right here. Penalties. The Saskatchewan Roughriders. I got to find it here, folks. Sorry. My phone reception. Bombers didn't have any turnovers. And time of possession was absolutely gross in favor of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And I'm just trying to see if I can get... Yeah, time of possession. Well, it actually tightened up because the Bombers took their foot off the gas. 35 minutes and 25 seconds for the Bombers in time of possession. They scored. They only punted one time in the game. One time at the three-minute warning. So that tells you how bad it was for the Riders defense. Once again, our game star, and only one of them, Mario Alford. Write that game star down. When Daniela Ponticelli calls for it, you can win yourself a special blend by Weiser's gift pack. We'll be back to wrap up in a moment from IG Field in Winnipeg. Bombers 54, Riders 20 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
From locker room interviews to the coach's comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 620 CKRM.
Well, we're done here, but I'll tell you what, coming up, the calls, you can make them. 936-6262 in town, toll free out of town, 1-866-767-0620. It is the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable hosted by Daniela Ponticelli. She's a record setter, trend setter, voice of the Regina Rams. First time we've had a female do that, and also first time we've had a female on a Rough Rider broadcast and doing a good job of it as well. And she's joined by a couple of Hall of Famers, man. Plaza of Honor inductee Wes Cates and Canadian Football Hall of Famer Nick Lewis, who has trained some great athletes in our town and continues to live in Regina. So they'll take your calls following this debacle, 54-20 to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Want to thank Tyson Rowicki in here in the studio. Did a great job here in the broadcast booth as our audio tech. Sean Kleisinger back at Harvard Control. And now Colson Schultz, who's taken over as our producer. And all the producers across the Rough Rider Radio Network, our network affiliates, GX94 York, then 96.3 Cruise FM Saskatoon, 1050 CJNB North Battleford, 102.3 FM CJNS Meadow Lake, 900 CKBI Prince Albert, 750 Beaches Radio in Melford, and your flagship station for Saskatchewan and Rough Riders football, as it's been for many years and many more years to come, 620 CKRM. And I want to thank my color commentator, Luke Molitor, for his great work as well. Once again, our final score from Winnipeg, the 18th edition of this Labor Day rematch, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, 54. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 20. I'm Michael Ball saying so long. We'll talk to you next.